If a good drink is given to you, if the essence is in the drink, you will be able to enjoy it. If the essence is taken away and only water is given without essence in it, you will say it is insipid. It doesn't nourish you. The nourishing comes by the addition of essence in whatever you take. This is the basic concept of vasu in the Rig Veda. Now, what is vasu in the physical terms is transcended by a concept of vasu which is supraphysical in character. You can enjoy beauty, for example. It's not consumption of any particular object, but you enjoy beauty, and by perception of beauty, you are nourished. That also is vasu. Essence is that which, when consumed, sustains you. It's an object of consumption. So among the gods, I am those gods which are supposed to be entities of consumption. Absolutely, it is Sat. All vasus are manifestations of Sat. Or other gods may be gods of consciousness, of energy, etc. But vasus are fundamentally manifestations of Sat. Indriyanam manaschasmi. Among all the senses, I am the mind. In the Indian psychology, it is said that mind is the sixth sense. The five senses, like touch, hearing, etc., are only manifestations of the mind. The mind is a sixth sense and the only sense, actually. The real sense is the mind, because even when senses are active, but mind is not behind them, then sensations will not be felt. Sensations are felt only when the mind is joined with them. So, indriyanam manaschasmi, bhutanam asmi chetana. Among the objects of the world, I am the consciousness. Rudranam shankarascasmi. Among rudras, I am Shankara. According to Vedic knowledge again, there are 11 indras, rudras. Of these 11, Shankara is special manifestation of the divine. Vitteshaha yakshaha akshasam. Among the people who hold wealth, I am Yaksha. Vasu naam pavakaschasmi. Among the gods, I am the Vasu. But among the Vasus, I am Pavaka, I am Agni. Asmi meruhu shikarinam aham. Among all the hills which have high peaks, I am Meru, which is supposed to be the center, higher than the Everest. The highest peak is of Meru. Purodhasam cha mukhyam mam viddhi partha brihaspatim. Among the priests, Purodha is a priest. Among the priests, the one who is central and chief, O Partha, know that he is Brihaspati. If one were to comment upon each one of them, it would be a very interesting and very, very inspiring. To say a few words, for example, about Brihaspati. In the Veda, There is a concept of a priest, a concept which is quite different from the word priest as we understand today. In our today's valuation, priest is a pujari, or one who chants mantras while we may be doing anything else. And his position is simply somebody who has to be given something and in return to which he goes on reciting mantras. But in the Vedic concept, priest is one who moves forward in the front, without whom you cannot march at all. We are all marching individuals in the world. We are all in a process of journey. Now, journey can never be started. Journey cannot have the right direction unless there is a purohita, unless there is a priest. So actually, priest is the leader. That is why the Rigveda begins with the prayer to priest. Agni mire purohitam yajyasya deva mrityujam. It starts with the worship of Agni, who is described as purohita. Now, among the purohits, there are many purohits. Agni is also a purohit. So, among the priests, Shri Krishna says, I am Brihaspati. Brihaspati is supposed to be the wisest, one who possesses full knowledge, who has a power of the soul, whose one word is capable of giving life, who vibrates with tremendous energy and breaks all the resistances. Then only he can be the leader. So, purodhasam cha mukhyam mam vidditartha brihaspatim. Senaninam aham skandaha. I am skanda among the commanders. Skanda is Kartikeyan. According to Purana, Kartikeyan is the first son of Shiva and Parvati. We know the whole story of the battle between the demons and the gods. And when the gods found that demons cannot be conquered at all, then they sought the help of the Supreme, who said that only the child of Shiva can have the power to vanquish the demons. And this was a very difficult problem because Shiva was in deep meditation, whose meditation cannot be broken, and to bring him to a condition where he can produce a child, it was such a difficult task. Fortunately, there was Parvati, who was intent on getting the hand of Shiva. Taking advantage of this favorable condition, Kama was deputed by the gods. And on a particular day, which was very propitious, Kama affected Shiva's meditation. But when he opened, he himself manifested a fire, as a result of which Kama, his body was burnt. This is a story which has a great symbolic meaning. The important point is that among all of them, when nobody could conquer the demons, it is only Skanda, only he could do it. Therefore, senaninam aham skandaha. Sarasam aham asmi sagara. All the enclosures of water. I am the ocean.